Now, our sundown session, the subject tonight is the very talented Michelle Jameson, who I have a feeling might very well become a legend in her lifetime as well. She's just 17, but has achieved a tremendous amount as an actor, as a singer, and she just seems to enjoy and absorb every opportunity to perform that she gets. So when she came into the studio to sing some songs for us and to have a little chat about her music world, the first thing I had to ask her was there a moment when she thought, yeah, I could be quite good at this, I really quite like it?
Do you know what, Judith? I can't remember the time where I decided that I wanted to do this throughout my whole life, but the first time I ever performed ever was at the Guild. I was 7 years old and I sung Whiskers in the Promenade Suite, and you know what? That's what sparked it all off.
You seem to me, Michelle, as though you really do enjoy all aspects of it, whether you're singing or whether you're acting. Is that true, or do you have a preference?
I'd love to be able to say I have a preference, but I just can't pinpoint what I enjoy the most. I suppose I enjoy performing. Singing's always been my passion. I've always done singing, and everything else has come sort of after that. I could never pinpoint. A combination of everything is perfect. They always said you need to be a triple threat to do anything in like the musical theatre world, but now you need to be at least a quadruple threat. You need to be able to play an instrument as well as sing, dance and act. And a lot of the time they're looking for directing things that you've done. Everything under the sun they want now, but yeah, it's very competitive.
I'd like to talk about your music. Now, we've got a lovely selection of pieces. Let's talk about the first one, Leonard Bernstein. This is something with a very classical flavour. Tell me a little bit about the piece, would you please, Michelle?
It's originally from the musical Juno, and that's what Bernstein wrote it for. Then, as time's gone on, it didn't quite reach its popularity through that musical. Dawn Upshaw did a version of it not so long ago, making it a much more classical feel, and that's what really gained its popularity. But it's a lovely song. It's very lyrical. It's challenging, but you can put a lot of expression into it, I think, more than some classical musical theatre pieces that aren't necessarily asking for that expression.
Did you choose it because it has got that acting element in it as well as the vocal technique?
Yeah, I really aim to try and do as much of a different sort of programme for you as possible. So in terms of a classical piece, I wanted to pick something that I could enjoy as much as I can, but really put my own stamp on it. And a lot of classical pieces, I think you can make them your own, but sometimes end up sort of a copy of something. But I think this one's a lot easier to make your own.
Let's listen now. Michelle Jameson and Bernstein's I Wish It So.
I then unrest inside me. Oh, it's long I have had such an unrest inside me, and it's getting real bad. I'm sleeping at night and my heart beats so loud that I wake all dizzy and light with the dreaming and feeling this ache. Such a thumping inside me, and I think I'll go mad. For I wish it so, what I wish I still don't know, but it's bound to come, though so long to wait. I keep saying tonight or today through the endless days, and my heart clamors and prays it will not come too late. But when come it does, in the shape of love or life, I will give my life and my love I know. I've such grand aims with so many names that I grow numb, but sure one is bound to come, because I wish it so.
the endless days, and my heart clamors and prays it will not come too late. But when come it does, in the shape of love or life, I will give my life, and my love I know. I've such grand aims with so many names that I grow numb, but sure one is bound to come, because I wish it so. I wish it so. It's the unrest inside me, and I think I'll go mad.
Michelle Jameson and Leonard Bernstein's song, I Wish It So. Now, a few moments ago, we heard Michelle saying how it's the variety, the mix that she enjoys so much. So where would you go to get the greatest possible contrast to that song? Well, maybe it would be to Manx music.
I love performing Manx music, and I love trying to get in touch with the language. I don't speak it myself, but I've managed to pick up little bits and bobs over the years. It really stems back from my singing teacher, who I had from the age of 6 to about 14, called Laura Rolls. She's lived on the island all her life, and she's very keen on Manx music, and so she brought me into it, really. And it just progressed from there. She writes a lot of her own songs and arranges them, so she's done a lot of those Manx songs for me. And then, luckily enough, she wrote a song called Tarn Me Tai, which we won the Arenson Manin last year with, which means we get to go away to Ireland and perform in the Pan-Celtic Song Contest there. And then we were lucky enough to win that event. The first time the Isle of Man has ever won the competition in 42 years. So we were very pleased with that. But it was a beautiful song, and we were really pleased with it. And then we've managed to secure our place to represent the Isle of Man this year. So we're off to Ireland again, to Derry, Northern Ireland, to Derry, to see what luck we can get there. So that'll be the start of April.
Well, of course, we wish you every possible success, but it's just wonderful to have the Manx flag flown there, isn't it? Oh, you know, to have the representation.
Definitely. It's getting that Manx music out.
You've got some Manx music for us now, a beautiful unaccompanied piece. Tell me a little bit about it, please, Michelle.
So this was written by Laura. She has put the words of Mona Douglas to her songwriting, and it's called Invocation.
Oh, fire born out of the deep, oh, living pulse of the tides that flow beyond death and sleep, where the ultimate mystery hides. We have felt thy presence brood near a storm-driven ship at night, where the tumult and darkness of fear were shot through with a sudden light. We have dreamed in thy shadow alone, where twilight came down on the wave, and thy name was the deep undertone wherewith water cried out in a cave. We have seen thee, O King, in dreams wrapped about with water and flame, and our eyes are still blind with gleams from the deep whence that glory came. Oh, shine from thy secret place, that life may be drowned in thee, and only thy radiance face the darkness that is to be.
Invocation, that was Michelle singing for us again. Into the Woods It's a musical by Stephen Sondheim. This is quite a dark, not exactly sinister, but it's a curious kind of musical, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, I think on the face of it, it's great. It's all the fairy tale characters brought together, you know, but it tells quite a unnerving story behind it all. This song is sung by Little Red Riding Hood. She just tells about her story into the woods.
Right. I know things now, says Little Red Riding Hood. The song from Michelle Jameson.
Mother said, straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things that I hadn't thought to explore. They were off my path, so I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he made me feel excited, well, excited and scared. When he said, come in, with that sickening grin, how could I know what was in store? Once his teeth were bared, though I really got scared, well, excited and scared. But he drew me close, and he swallowed me down, down a dark, slimy path where lie secrets that I never want to know. And when everything familiar seems to disappear forever, at the end of the path was Granny once again. So we wait in the dark until someone sets us free, and we're brought into light, and we're back at the start. And I know things now, many valuable things that I hadn't known before. Do not put your faith in a cape and a hood. They will not protect you the way that they should. And take extra care with strangers, even flowers have their dangers. And though scary is exciting, nice is different than good. Now I know, don't be scared, Granny is right, just be prepared. Isn't it nice to know a lot? And a little bit not.
It's a great song, isn't it? And a little bit not. Michelle Jameson there, and one of Stephen Sondheim's songs from Into the Woods, all about Little Red Riding Hood. Well, Michelle was saying earlier on when we were talking that you've got to be a quadruple threat. You've got to offer so much. So I asked her, what about these musical instruments? What does she play?
I play the piano and I play the drums. And I love a bit of the drums. I love a bit of a rocking out, but it all molds together. You know, my piano helps my singing and my drums helps my piano. That it all molds, weaves together.
What do you listen to just relax?
Completely depends what mood I'm in, really. When I'm chilling out.
Not that that would happen very often, I wouldn't think.
I love really acoustic new stuff. So things like Ben Howard and just like plucky guitar and really nice raw voices. But then again, I might be in a completely different mood and put some folky stuff on and some of Emily Smith's songs or something like that. If I'm in a really interesting, chilly mood, I might listen to a bit of McLear. We love a bit of McLear from the Isle of Man, but yeah, it all depends.
So your listening tastes are as varied as your performance tastes.
I'd like to hope so.
Michelle Jameson, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the Sundown Sessions, and I do hope that you will come back and sing again.
I do hope so, Judith.
Well, I can tell you that Michelle will be coming back in a few weeks' time, some more songs, and we'll be finding out what from the things that she's been involved in over the last few years, what have been the standout moments for her, the things that she's most enjoyed doing, and we'll be having a little bit of a chat about what the future might well hold for Michelle Jameson. That was the Sundown Session for this week. And it will be available very shortly from tomorrow for you to listen again at manxradio.com. Another Sundown Session next Sunday night. And I don't think I'm giving too many secrets away to say that Tony and Maria from West Side Story will be singing a couple of the key songs from that show as a little foretaste of what we have to look forward to at the Gaiety Theatre.